you have been in church long enough, that you will hear Christians say that Jesus came to save us from sin.
如果大家在教会待得很久，时间久一点，你就会知道，耶稣来这世上是为了拯救我们，把我们从罪中拯救出来。
God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son to live the perfect life and die on the cross.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子送到这个世上来，过从毫无瑕疵的生活，所以他可以拯救我们。
So if anyone believes in him, that he shall not perish but have the gift of eternal life.
如果任何人相信他，那么他就可以有这样的永生的盼望，得到这样永生的救赎，不至灭亡，反得永生。
You confess that you're a sinner.
你承认你是个罪人。
And then you repent from your heart and believe in Jesus for what he did on the cross is for you.
然后你在心里头能够悔改，能够相信耶稣在十字架上所成就的是为你的。
And you are saved from the consequence of sin, the eternal separation from God.
所以你就可以从罪的这个结局拯救出来。这个罪的结局是什么呢？就是与神永久的隔离。
And that's the gospel message.
这就是我们福音的这个信息。
And for over 30 some years, I have believed in that message.
我对我个人来讲，有超过三十多年的时间，我一直是相信这个信息。
I share that message.
而且我跟大家分享这个信息。
And I lived a life based on that message.
而且我的生活也是完全是围绕着这个信息而过的。
So praise God for this gift of salvation, rescuing us from the lake of fire.
所以我要感谢主，能够主给我们了这样拯救的这个礼物，让我们可以脱离火湖的这个结局。
Now recently, I have studied a word related to salvation.
最近我在学习一个跟救赎相关的词语。
And this word redemption has brought me a more profound perspective on the salvation that God has prepared for us.
所以这个词救赎这个词就让我能够从更深层次的去理解神拯救我们的这个意义。
And also on the heart, the God who did not spare his own son.
从心里头我更加的理解神居然没有舍不得他自己唯一的他的独生子赐给我们。
So we're going to study this word today.
所以今天我们来一块来学习这个词语。
So let me first preface that it's going to be an in-depth word study.
我先跟大家要说明一下，我们今天要深度来学习这个字眼。
And some of you may become bored and fall asleep and start scrolling your phone.
你们有的人可能觉得，哎呦，这很无聊啊！我听一听，我可能就快要睡着了，或者我就开始滑手机了。
Yeah, I will not blame you.
我也不会责备你，如果这么做的话。
Yeah, because while I was preparing for this sermon, I fell asleep.
因为我在准备这个讲道内容的时候，我都快睡着了。
Yeah, but if you're going to hang with me for next hour,
但是如果你在以下的一个星期一个小时里边能跟我一起来学习的话
，I hope you can really see the profound perspective on salvation.
我希望你也能看到拯救这个从这个词的深度的含义去理解拯救这个词的意义。
Yeah, I hope for Christians.
我希望基督徒们。
And we have a greater understanding about the salvation we stand.
我们可以更加深层次的去理解我们所得到的救恩。
Truly appreciate how great the Father's love for you and me for the whole humanity.
我们可以真正的去理解神天父对。你对我对整个人类的爱有多么的高深
？And for non-Christians，
那对于还没有信主的人呢
？I pray that you will also see the magnificence and the goodness, the salvation that Jesus prepared for you。
我也希望你能看到神为你所准备的这份救赎的礼物有多么的好，多么的奇妙。
And also come to an acceptance of this gift。
然后你能够愿意接受这份礼物。
Yeah, I encourage you to take notes。
我也希望大家能够来记笔记。
And if you have a Bible, follow along.
如果有手头有圣经，就按着圣经来，跟着来这些经句来读。
Yeah, we're also going to learn some Greek and Hebrew words.
我们今天也要学一点希腊文和希伯来文。
Yeah. So let's start with a message, a passage when Jesus talked about salvation in Mark 10.
我们先看看马可福音的第十章，耶稣对于救赎这个词他是怎么说的。
So the background story is that the two of his disciples are requesting Jesus.To grant them to sit on his left and right when his kingdom comes.
这个故事的这个背景是什么呢？就是他门徒之中的有两位跟耶稣说：“以后你德国降临，让我一个坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边。”
They were asking him to grant the power, the seat of power.
所以这两位门徒要跟耶稣要什么呢？要的就是一个地位、权势。将来到了天国，我们就要有权势。
And then, but Jesus used this opportunity to teach them that his kingdom is not like the world.
但是耶稣用这个机会告诉他们。神的国不是像地上的国一样。
If you want to be great, then you must be a servant.
如果你想要高高在上，那你必须要先做一个仆人。
You want to be first, then you must be a slave for all.
你想要成为第一排的头名的，那你一定要成为所有众人的仆人。
And then he concludes his teaching with this remark.
他在最后结论的时候，他是用这句话来结束的。
So let's read together, Mark 10:45.
这是马可福音的十章四十五节，我们大家一起读。庞长老念英文，我们来念中文。
I will read English and then I will read Chinese.
Yeah,
this is good. okay, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
好，我们大家一起来读中文。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
So, Son of Man, and that's the man that was prophesied in the book of Daniel who will reign with God.
人子这个词最初从哪来的？他是从丹以理书里面提到人子，他是以后要在天上与神一同掌权的。
The king who will reign with God did not come to be served.
但是这位将来要与神一起掌权的这位王，他不是来受人的服侍。
Rather, he came to serve.
他来是要服侍人的。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
而且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus is using very interesting word about the salvation he's preparing.
神为我们准备救恩，但是他用了一个很有趣的词来说明这个救恩。
Ransom is an economical term.
赎价这个词，它是跟这个经济、跟金钱有关的一个词。
It's a payment to exchange something of value.
是你要付这个价钱来换取一个更有价值的东西，叫赎价。
In English, we will associate ransom with payment to someone holding a hostage.
在英文，我们听到这个 ransom 赎价这个词，我们就想到说要交换人质的时候，我们要付钱嘛，这个钱就叫赎金。
赎金 ，yeah. But in original text, the word ransom, lutron.Is related to a root word called luo, which means to loosen, to release.
这个赎金赎价这个词最初的词根的意思是包括，这边也说明是有松开有释放的意思。
So it's a payment to release someone, for example, from slavery or from a prison of war.
所以这个如果你要把一个奴隶给买出来，或者是把一个战俘给交换了，你要用到这个词，就要付赎一笔钱，就叫赎金。
Yeah. So Jesus is depicting his death as an exchange to release us.
所以耶稣把他的这个死就称为让我们能够得释放的一个赎金赎价。
But release us from what?
但是那把我们从什么地方释放出来呢？
Now you may say that I know the answer.
你可能很多人说，哎呀，我知道答案呢。
Yeah, I've read Bible a lot of times and I know the answer.
我因为读了圣经了，而且所以我知道答案。
Yeah, so let's see if you got it right.
我们来看看你的这个答案是不是对的。
We can jump into Romans 3.
我们再看罗马书的第三章。
In verse 21-22, Paul is saying that there is a way to be right with God outside of the law.
这个在罗马书三章的21-22节里，保罗提到说，神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
It's given by faith in Jesus, to all who believe.
就是神的义。因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
And then comes verse 23, which is a verse that you should be very familiar with.
然后就到了第罗马书三章第23节，这一节应我们所有的人都应该是很熟的。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起来。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
大家一起来念中文，因为世人都犯了罪。亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
So all have sinned and there's no one righteous.
是世上没有一个义人，我们都是罪人。
So, but if anyone believes in Jesus,
但是如果任何人相信耶稣基督，
that person is justified as a gift through the redemption in Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督的救赎，这个人就已经白白的称义了。
And the righteousness is given even though that person does not deserve.
这个人并不配被称义，但是呢，这个神已经救赎了他，所以他可以白白的称义。
Now that word redemption is it means to release from.
所以这个救赎这个词意思就是把你从什么东西中间得释放。
So it has the same word lutron as the word ransom in Mark 10.
所以这个跟马可福音第十章里用到的那个词，那个赎价和这个救赎，它的词根都是一样，都是得释放的意思。
So Paul is saying is that by faith in Christ, we are declared righteous and released from sin.
所以保罗的意思就是我们因信称义，我们已经从罪中得了释放。
So did you guess right? You were released from sin.
所以大家的答案对不对？你是从什么得释放呢？就是从罪中得释放。
Very straightforward, right?
这个是很直接的，我们大家都知道答案，是不是？
Now, both Jesus and Paul were Jews, and their belief of releasing from sin is based on the Old Testament Bible.
我们知道耶稣跟保罗他们都是犹太人，所以他们对于这个救赎的理解是来自旧约的。
And the Old Testament Bible was translated to Greek around the 3rd century BC, called the Septuagint.
这个旧约圣经是在公元三世纪的时候被翻译成希腊文的，那时候被称为七十世译本。
Because most Jews outside of the Judea region knew Greek was a common language at that time, better than Hebrew.
因为在那个时候，这个希腊文是全世界通用的语言，比这个希伯来文要更加通用。所以在罗马这个犹太地之外的犹太人都是懂希腊文的。
But then they had a desire to study the scripture, so there was a need to translate the Hebrew Bible to Greek.
他们很想要学习圣经的内容，所以当时就有这个需要把这个希伯来文的圣经给译成希腊文。
Now there are two words in Hebrew Bible translated to the Greek word related to luo.
所以在这个希伯来文原文里面，和这个赎金赎价这个词有关的是两个希伯来文的词。
And those Hebrew words were translated as a redemption or redeem in our English Bible.
所以这个词也是翻译成我们英文版本里被称为赎价的这个词。
The first word is called padat.
这个希伯来文有两个词根嘛，所以一个就是这第一个 padat 就是赎价的意思。
Which means to redeem or the redemption payment like the ransom in Mark 10.
那就是像马可福音第十章中说到的这个赎金，就是要去用一个钱把什么东西赎回来。
It's very straightforward translation.
这个英文的这个翻译也是很直接的，所以也比较好理解。
But the second word ga'al is more interesting.
但是第二个希伯来文的这个词根叫 ga'al， 这个词比较有意思了。
Yeah, I want you to learn this word. Let's repeat it. Ga'al.
大家一起来发音，来学学这个词 ga'al。
Ga'al.
Ga'al.
Yeah, now you learn Hebrew. Ga'al.
所以你现在你可以跟讲，我懂希伯来文了。
But this word is a very unique. It's a concept very unique based on the Jewish law.
这个词实际上是跟这个犹太人的律法紧密切相关的一个词。
Now, the word ga'al first appears in Exodus 6 in the Old Testament.
这个词最早是在圣经里，在出埃及记里出现的。
Now, remember that the story that God called Moses in burning bush to tell Pharaoh to let his people go?
大家还记得这个出埃及记的故事吗？就是神在这个燃烧的荆棘里向摩西显现，让他跟法老说放容我的民行。
And Moses went to Pharaoh refused.
所以摩西就去见法老，那法老当然不同意啊。
And Pharaoh oppressed the Israelites further by withholding the straw and yet demanding the required bricks.
这个法老就更加的去严严的压迫这些犹太人，他怎么做的？就是让他们做砖，但是不给他们稻草，所以你这个砖就拧不起来嘛。
And then the people complained to Moses, and then Moses complained to God.
所以这个犹太人就跟这些希伯来人就跟摩西在那抱怨，然后摩西就向神也去抱怨。
And then God then spoke to Moses in chapter 6 in response.
所以神在这个出埃及记的第六章就跟摩西有一个回应。
God is about to roll up his sleeves and escalate the confrontation with Pharaoh with the 10 plagues.
神打算着把袖子卷起来，要跟法老来十场对决，用十场这个灾来降给埃及。
So in the beginning of chapter 6, God is mentioning that his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their ancestors.
所以在这个第六章，出埃及记第六章的开头，神就提醒他们，他跟这个亚伯拉罕、跟以撒和雅各之间。所立的约。
And then he said that I heard the groaning of Israelites in slavery.
神就是说我已经听到以色列人向我所发的这个他们哀声。
And then he told Moses, go tell the people Israel.
所以他跟摩西说，你告诉以色列人说。
And then that's where the verse 6 comes in.
这就是第六章第六节的内容。
Okay, let's read together.
我们大家也一起来读。
I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians.I will free you from being slaves to them, and will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with a mighty axe of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians.
好，大家一起来中文。我是耶和华， 我要用伸出来的膀臂重重地刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。
So you see that word redeem in verse 6.
我们在第六节里又看到这个词救赎。
Yeah, that's the Hebrew word ga'al.
这就是在希伯来文里他用的是 ga'al 这个词。
Yeah. So God is going to release the Israelites from slavery.
所以神打算要把这些以色列人从为奴这个捆锁之中救赎出来。
He is going to outstretch his arm and then judge the Pharaoh.
所以他要伸出他的膀臂去重重地击打这个法老。
And then he is going to, in verse 7, that he will take Israelite as his own,so that the Israelites know that he's God.
所以他在第七节里说，他要把以色列人收到他自己的名下，他要让他们知道他是他们的神，是救他们脱离埃及的。
So Ga'al is not only releasing the Israelites from slavery.
所以 Ga'al 这个词不只是把以色列人从埃及人的为奴的这个捆锁之中解放出来。
Also taking possession from Pharaoh.
还有个意思就是说，神要把他们从法老那里收到他自己的麾下。
It's a picture of outstretching his arm and then taking the Israelites as his own possession.
所以他要伸出手来，把这个以色列人从埃及人手中解救出来，收到他自己的名下。
Now, in fact, Pharaoh thinks that the Israelites belong to Egypt.
但是法老是怎么觉得？他觉得以色列人本来就属于埃及人嘛。
He can slave them, oppress them unjustly.
所以他想要做什么都行啊，让他们做奴隶，让他们做苦工，这对很不公平的对待他们，因为他们是属于他的呀。
But God says that Israelites belong to me.
但是神说以色列人属于我。
I'm going to take them out of the possession of Egypt.
我要把他们从埃及这个重压之下给解脱出来，收到我的名下。
So that's how Ga'al first described in the scripture.
所以这个圣经之中第一次提到 Ga'al 这个词就是在这里。
So let's look at another aspect of this word.
我们再看一看这个词还出现在别的什么地方。
So let's say you were Israelites and got into a financial trouble.
如果你是以色列人，然后你跟别人之间有一些经济上的纷争。
It was so dire that you had to sell your land.
你这已经都没办法了，没钱付账嘛，你最后只好把地给卖了。
But then you will have to work until you have enough money to get all your land.
但是那这样的话，你就拼命得做工挣钱，然后把这块地能够赎回来。
But in Leviticus 25 says that your nearest family member is obligated to get all the land for you.
但是你在这个犹太人的律法里面，你最亲近的亲属是有这个责任要把这块地帮你赎回来的。
Your nearest member could be like your brothers.
你跟你最亲近的亲属可以是你的兄弟。
Your uncles or cousins.
或者你的叔叔啊，你的表兄弟啊，你的堂兄弟啊。
Yeah, you know, down the your family line.
那就从你这个家谱上看，跟你最亲近的这个亲属。
Yeah. Now, if anyone could get out for you,
如果有一个亲属能够帮你把这个地给赎出来
，He is called Goel.
他就这个词，希伯来文的词是 Goel。
And then some of the English translation into the kinsman redeemer or guardian redeemer.
所以这英文的翻译就叫亲属救赎者，或者就是你的监护人救赎者。
The book of Ruth actually is based on the story of Goel, the kinsman redeemer.
在这个圣经里面的这个路德记，其实就提到了这个亲属救赎者的这段故事。
Because Boaz got out the land for Naomi, returning the land back to the original owner.
因为这个《路德记》里面记的这个故事，就是波阿斯作为一个亲属，他把这个属于拿俄米的那块地给他赎出来，然后还给这个拿俄米。
So when you think about the word redeem in English or Chinese, you may associate with money or currency.
当我们看到英文中间这个赎金啊、赎价、啊、这个词，我们就想到说，哎，这跟是跟钱有关嘛，跟货币有关的。
I'm very sure that the Chinese associate the redeem with money because the word has the seashells twice.
我们中国人看到这个赎金这个赎字儿，我们肯定知道它跟钱有关。为什么呀？你看这个赎字儿，这字有两个贝字旁是吧？贝字旁都代表的是钱嘛。
yeah, because ancient Chinese used seashells as currency.
因为古时候人都是没有那个铸的那个铸金币啊、钱币之前，他们就是用贝壳来做钱的。所以我们中国的那个字，汉字里面只要跟钱有关的，好多字都是有这个贝字的这个偏旁的。
Okay, yeah, yeah. Now, but the focus of the word ga'al is more on the returning the possession to the owner, less on the currency.
但是实际上这个 ga'al 这个希伯来文词的原意，它是 跟钱的关系倒是没那么紧密，他的最重要的一个点是什么呀？要把这个赎回来的东西要归于原主，归于他正确的主人。
Now, in fact, God sees the Israelites belong to Him, so He would take them from Pharaoh.
因为神认为以色列人是属于他的，所以他把以色列人要从埃及人手中要夺回来。
He did not pay anything to Pharaoh.
他不需要为就把这为这个把他们赎回来给法老付赎金。
Yeah. So rather, God is taking what is rightfully His from Pharaoh.
因为本来以色列人就是属于神的，他只不过是把属于他的东西拿过来而已。
Now, but we do use an economical language when we talk about Jesus' salvation.
但是我们说到耶稣基督的救赎的时候，我们的确是用一些这个跟金钱有关的词来形容这个救赎的。
Words like a ransom.
我们用的就是赎价。
Wages.
然后是工价。
Purchasing.
或者是买赎。
Yeah, it's a metaphorical language. It's simple to understand and to explain.
这是一个比喻，让我们更容易理解一些。
Yes, Jesus' salvation cost him something valuable, his life.
因为耶稣来救赎我们，他是付上了极大的代价，他的生命。
And that is a metaphorical ransom to release us from sin.
因为这是用比喻来讲，这就是一笔赎金，把我们从罪中给赎买出来。
But if you extend that metaphor,
如果把这个比喻的内容再给伸展一下，
you might ask the question, to whom the payment is made?
你可能会问这个问题，那这个赎金是付给谁呢？
The Bible does not say.
是圣经没有直接告诉我们。
Yeah, definitely not sin or death or the devil.
那这个钱是给谁的？肯定不是给罪啊，给这个，或者是给死亡，或者是给魔鬼的。
Yeah, because God does not owe them anything.
因为神不欠他们任何东西，是不是？
Yeah. But, so I will be curious that what you think of to whom the payment is made.
所以我很好奇，大家对这个问题是怎么想的？耶稣付上他生命的代价来赎，把我们买赎出来，这个赎金是付给谁的？
And then, if you can show me the Bible verses to support that, I will also want to learn.
如果你能够把圣经里跟这个相关的经句让我看的话，我很高兴跟你一块来学习。
And maybe that's another topic I can cover in the future.
也许以后我就可以根据那个来做一次讲道。
So the use of a currency language in Bible does point to the utmost sacrifice Jesus did on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上付上他生命的这个极致的代价。在圣经里的确是用跟金钱有关的这个词来形容这个举动。
And Peter summarizes the value of Jesus' sacrifice this way.
所以彼得是这样来总结耶稣基督所付上的代价的。
Now, read together 1 Peter 1:18-19.
这是彼得前书1:18-19，大家一起读。
For you know that it was not with a perishable thing such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors.But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
我们一起来读中文。知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
So that's our word redeem. Again, it's related to the luel.
我们又看到这个得赎赎价这个词，它是跟这个希伯来文的那个词根有关的。
希腊文
Yeah.
So silver and gold are valuable, but no amount of silver or gold can redeem us.
金银是有价，是非常宝贵的，但是没有金银能够买赎耶稣，就买赎我们的救赎，就没有金银像耶稣基督的宝血那么珍贵。
But then we are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
我们是凭着基督的宝血。无价的宝血来把我们救赎出来。
So why is the blood of Christ more precious than silver and gold?
那为什么基督的宝血比金银更宝贵呢？
Peter here is referring Jesus as a lamb without blemish used in the Old Testament sacrificial system.
这彼得在这里他说到这个耶稣基督的宝血就是如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。他说到的羔羊那就是旧约里面犹太人在献祭的时候那一套仪式里面要用羔羊。
It signifies that Jesus lived a perfect life, a sinless life.
他就强调耶稣基督的这个生命，他是毫无瑕疵、毫无玷污的。
He was willing to die for humanity.
他是愿意为整个的人类救赎而死在十字架上。
Yeah, therefore, this sinless life and shedding his blood on the cross is more precious than anything for salvation.
因为他是从来没有犯过罪，他是无瑕疵、无玷污，所以他所留下的宝血就是可以向神献祭。
Now remember on the night.When Jesus was betrayed, he had a Passover meal with his disciples.
大家还记得耶稣基督被卖的那一夜，他是正在跟门徒一起吃逾越节的宴席。
He repurposed one of the ceremonial steps and said this.
他当时这个宴席上不是要吃喝几道酒吗？他在其中一个喝酒的时候，他把这个仪式的这个目的改写了一下。
He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
所以他举起杯来，他说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们舍的。
”He's connecting his death to the Passover lamb.
他是把他的死跟这个逾越节的羔羊联系在一起了。
If you read the story of Passover in Exodus 12,
如果大家看这个出埃及记里的十二章里提到的这个逾越节，你会知道。
The lamb has to be a year old male without blemish.
这个逾越节的羔羊必须是一岁的这个公羊，而且是没有任何瑕疵的。
The blood of the lamb is to put on the door frame of the house.
这个公羊的血宰杀之后，这个血要抹在这个门框上、门楣上。
That night when God goes through the land.
所以那天晚上，当神在这个全地穿行的时候
，If he sees the blood, he will not let death enter the house.
他如果看到门上的血，他就不会让死亡进入这个门。
He will pass over that house.
这个他就会越过这个门，所以叫逾越嘛。
The firstborn in that house will be safe.
所以这家的头生子就不会被处死了。
The blood protects the firstborn.
这个血就已经保护了。家里的头生子。
So Jesus draws the imagery of Passover to describe his death.
所以耶稣是用逾越节的这个图像来形容他自己的死。
Just like the lamb, without blemish, a sinless man is willing to die for the sins of humanity.
就像这个以色列人在旧约里，他必须要用无瑕疵的公羊来献祭。耶稣就是在这个新约里面，耶稣就是这只毫无瑕疵的这只羊。他在十字架上，他留下的宝血会拯救我们。
Just like the blood on the door frame, his blood was shed on the cross.
所以就像这个以色列人要在门上涂这个公羊的血，那耶稣基督的血是在十字架上流下来。
So he died and was buried.
他死了，然后被埋葬。
But then here comes the plot twist.
然后这里边跟这个原来的故事不一样的地方，这个转折点就在这儿。
Death has no claim on his life because he lived a sinless life.
死亡对耶稣这样一个毫无瑕疵、从来没有犯过罪的人，他是没有权势的。
You sin, you die.
我们死，因为我们是罪人，我们最后就会是死。
No sin, no die.
但是如果没有犯过罪，那就没有死亡。
So on that Sunday morning, Jesus was resurrected.
所以在那天星期天的早上，耶稣复活。
Yeah. So if anyone confesses that we are sinner and put our trust in Jesus,
如果任何人说我是承认我是罪人，我们把我们的信放在耶稣基督的身上。
Yeah. And we are connecting with Jesus.
我们跟神之间有了连结。
We are connecting the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
我们也跟神的这个生活、跟他的死亡、跟他的复活都有了连结。耶稣跟耶稣的死跟耶稣的复活都有了连接。
So it's like coming to a house with the blood on the door post.
就好像我们进了这家，这家的门上是涂着羔羊的血。
Death has no claim on Jesus.
那死亡就不能进这个门，所以死亡对于耶稣的是没有权势的。
And death has no claim on you.
那么死亡对你也没有权势。
Because you are under the protection of the precious blood of Christ.
因为你已经在基督的宝血的遮盖之下了。
So now, how secure is Jesus' salvation?
那么耶稣的救赎有多么对我们来讲是一个很大的保证吗？有多么安全呢？
So let's read Hebrews 9:12.
我们再看一看希伯来书的九章十二节。
He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
好，一起来，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血。乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
This is a picture of the annual Day of Atonement.
这个其实就是这个犹太人赎罪日，这个他们每年有一次的赎罪日的一个图像。
The high priest will bring the blood of animal to the most holy place for the forgiveness of the sins of the people.
这个大祭司嘛，他是代表所有的犹太人，他要进到至圣所去献祭，他就用的是牛羊的血去献祭。
He will go in once a year and then repeat every year.
他一年只能一次进入至圣所，而且每一年每一年他要重复这个仪式。
But Jesus once and for all brought in his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
但是耶稣乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。他只需要做一次。
It's an eternal redemption.
这是一个永远的赎罪的事。
And that word is luo, that's our redemption work.
这个赎罪这个词就是 luo， 我就是这个词根也是希伯来文的这个词根。
So how secure is Jesus' salvation?
那么耶稣基督的救赎有是很是有多对我们来讲是个多好的一个保证呢？
You can bet your eternal life on.
你可以把你永恒的生命，你的永生来拿它来做赌注。
So let me summarize this marvelous word redemption.
所以我们再看一看这个词，这个救赎这个词。
God created humanity, and we did not want God to be our master.
神造了人，但是我们不愿意神成为我们的主人。
And we sinned, and then we slaved for a harsh master called death.
所以人就犯罪，然后堕落，最后就成这个。他们得到的后果是什么呢？就是死啊！他们现在是侍奉这位主人，就是死亡。
But God sees humanity as His own possession.
但是神认为人是我造的，所以他们是属于我的。
Because He is a life.He's a flourishment. He is abundance.
因为神是生命，他是这个是我们是丰丰富富的生命。
And yet, we are in a world of painful toil and death.
但是我们所在的这个世界，它是有让我们觉得非常痛苦的很多事情，而且最终的结局就是死亡。
Now, out of His love,
神是出于爱
，He went through this painful journey to repossess us.
他就要决心要走过这个艰难的路，要把我们重新的在。让我们成为他的在他的名下。
To release us from this harsh master that we do not belong in the first place.
所以让我们从这个我们所不愿去侍奉的这个非常严厉的这个主人，从他的手里把我们要买赎出来。
So from our perspective, we are rescued from death.
从我们的角度来看，我们是被神从死亡之中给救赎出来了。
But from God's perspective, He paid the utmost price.Of suffering and death to repossess us.
但是从神的角度看，他是付上了这个极其痛苦的这个最大的一个代价，死在十字架上，把我们给救赎出来，而且重新拥有我们。
So that we are back where we belong.
所以我们又回到我们原来本来就该属于的地方去了。
So what does redemption mean to us?
所以这个救恩对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Now, if you are not a Christian,
如果你还不是基督徒
，I want to tell you that you don't belong to death.
我想要告诉你，你也不属于死亡。
You belong to the Creator.
你是属于这位造物主的。
He loves you so much that He made a way for you to come into the house with the blood on the doorframe.
他是如此的爱你，他愿意给你开一条路，让你能回到那家那个房门里边去。那个房门是什么呀？就是门上涂着羔羊的血的那个门。
So I want to urge you to confess your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
所以我鼓励你能够承认自己的罪，让耶稣基督做你的生命的主，
and,
做你的救主。
And talk to any Christians if you want to follow Jesus.
你如果想要跟从耶稣的话，你可以跟任何的基督徒来谈一谈。
Now for rest of us, brothers and sisters.
对我们这些已经信主的弟兄姐妹来讲
，God's salvation is so deliberate to repossess us.
神的救恩是为了重新拥有我们，我们本来就是属神的。
Because He created us, we belong to Him.
他创造了我们，我们是属于他的。
How valuable are you in Father's eyes?
在神的天父的眼里，你是多么的宝贵。
So precious that He did not spare His own Son.
你宝贵到什么程度呢？神甚至没有舍不得他自己的独生子，愿意来救你。
And the identity that He gives us is being a child of God.
他给我们的新的身份是什么？我们是神的儿女。
The Father Jesus calls, we call Him Father.
耶稣叫天父是父，我们也可以称天父为父。
You know, I would have been very content if I were just a slave sweeping floors and then untying his shoes.
如果对我来讲，神要救我的话，我简直，他只要让我能够给他家里打扫卫生，给他做仆人，我都已经很满足了呀。
And yet he bestows us the sonship.
但是神居然把他儿子的名分给了我们。
Such a glory and honor.That He crowns on us.
所以你想一想，神居然给你戴上了这个冠冕，他给你多大的荣耀
！So we should be thankful to God.
我们对神真的要充满感激。
We should want to get closer to God.
我们想要应该跟神更亲近
，and build a relationship with Him.
而且跟神之间有更深亲密的联系。
That motivates us to spend time with Him.
所以我们就会更想要跟神花更多的时间在一起。
Reading His Word.
来读神的话语
right, praying to him.
要向神祷告
That also motivates us to come to church on time to worship him
而且我们来教会也应该按时 来一起来敬拜神
Because he went through that much of trouble to release us from death and call us his children.
因为神是花了多大的代价，能够让我们重新恢复我们的身份，成为他的儿女，跟而且能够让我们脱离死亡的权势。
So he should be the center of our life.
所以神应该是我们生命的中心。
Now, look around you. The brothers and sisters are, you know, sitting around you.
所以你看一看周围的弟兄姐妹们。
God also loves them as much they love you.
神也爱他们，就像爱你一样。
So would you be willing to serve them?
你愿不愿意来服侍周围的这些弟兄姐妹呢？
Not because they're lovable, and some of them are not.
不是因为他们有多可爱，有的人的确很难爱起来。
But simply because they are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
而是因为他们也是神付上了生命的这个代价去救赎出来的。
They are as precious as you are in God's eyes.
所以在神的眼里，他们跟你一样，也是无价的，也是非常宝贵的。
So would you be willing to serve those, you know, those that God would love?
所以你愿不愿意去服侍那些神也一样去爱的这些人呢？
Now, the basis of our salvation is that we are connected to the life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus.
我们的救赎的根本就在于我们的生命跟耶稣基督的生命，跟他的生命、跟他的死亡、跟他的复活都有了联系。
Mm-hmm, right. The perfect life he lived.
因为神是耶稣基督，从来就没有犯过罪。
He suffered, he suffered and died.
然后他受了很大的苦，然后又死在十字架上。
And his life for conquering death.
所以耶稣的生命已经战胜了死亡。
So we're connecting to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
所以我们是跟耶稣基督在生命、在死亡、在复活上都是有联系的。
So for the rest of our lives on earth.
所以对我们的在地上的生命。
We need to continue connecting with his life, death, and resurrection.
我们还是要保持跟耶稣基督的这个生命跟死亡，他的复活的这种联系，要一直保持下去。
So whether your life is on a mountaintop or in a valley of the shadow of death.
所以你的生命现在不管是什么光景，不管是站在山顶上呢，还是在死荫的幽谷里。
Remember that you are connected to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
所以你要总是记得，你的生命是跟耶稣基督的生命、死亡和复活紧紧联系在一起的。
That's why Jesus said in John 15 to remain in Him.
所以耶稣就在这个约翰福音的十五章，他说到我们要在他里面。
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a homework for you to read John 15 to refresh your mind.
所以呢，你可以复习一下，给你大家留个作业，回去把这个约翰福音的十五章再读一读。
Read it with the context of a redemption.
你在读的时候，你会想到这个上下文是救赎的意义。
Because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And Jesus is our elder brother.
因为耶稣基督是我们的这个长兄。
And Jesus wants us to remain in Him.
耶稣希望我们能够一直在他里面。
As I study this word redemption, death has no claim on Jesus's perfect life.
我在学这个救赎这个词的时候，我看到说死亡在耶稣基督的生命中没有权势。
I came across this verse and found very, very comforting.
我看到这个词，我就觉得心里得了很大的安慰。
I'd like to read it with me, Hebrews 2:14-15.
就是希伯来书的二章十四到十五节。
Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
好，我们一起来读。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is to break the power of death and all its associations.
耶稣基督的这个生命、死亡和复活，就是为了打碎这个死亡的这个枷锁，就是借着死来败坏那掌死权的。
The devil.
这个就是魔鬼。
Sins and diseases.
而且除了这个魔鬼，还有就是罪啊，还有这个疾病啊。
Oppression, bondage.
或者是捆锁我们的这些我们所受的压迫和这些枷锁，要打破这一切。
So that he will release those in slavery by the fear of death.
这样他就可以释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Now, even though one day we will die,
尽管有一天我们会死。
But if you are connected to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, then fear not.
如果你的生命是跟耶稣基督的生命、死亡和复活紧紧联系的话，那你不要害怕。
Because death has no claim on us.
因为死对你也没有权势了。
Does that comfort you?
这个是不是让你觉得安慰呢？
So while we have breath,
当我们还有气息的时候，
let's live the life that God intended for us.
让我们来过神所为我们希望我们所过的生活。
Love God, love others, and yourself.
爱人，爱神，爱人，而且。爱人如己
So we will need to undo some bad habits and unlearn some bad ideas.
因为我们就改掉一些坏习惯，而且把头脑中一些不对的这些观念都把它去除掉。
Remember to remain in Jesus so that we can bear much fruit.
要常在主里面，而且要多结果子。
And when the day comes that He calls us home,
当那一天来临，神要叫我们回到天国天家的时候，
and we will be ready to see Him face to face.
我们就可以准备好了跟神面对面来交流了。
So let me conclude with a redemption verse.
所以我想跟大家分享一个关于救赎的经节。
So Psalm 103, 3 to 4.
诗篇103篇3到4节。
Let's read together.
大家一起来读。
The Lord forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.Who got out your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion.
好，大家一起来。耶和华赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他 got out 这个词就是救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起祷告。
Father, we thank you because you love us so much that you want to not only save us but to redeem us.
主啊，天父，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们，如此的爱我们。你不只是要救我们，你不只是爱我们，你要想把我们救赎出来。
Because we belong to you.
因为我们属于你。
And yet, because of our sin, that we belong to another master.
然而，因着我们的罪，我们现在是属于另外的一个主人。
And you went through all that trouble to.Repossess us.
主啊，你付上了如此大的代价，你想要重新拥有我们。
And then you will also call us your sons and daughters.
而且你叫我们为你的儿女。
And we thank you for this gift.
感谢主赐下我们这样的礼物。
So help us to really learn how to remain in you.
帮助我们能够总在你里面。
That whatever we need to change, whatever that that you want us to change, help us, Holy Spirit.
你想要。帮助我们来去改掉我们的一些坏习惯。我们无论是什么需要改变的地方，都求主你帮助我们。
So that our life could be a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样我们的生命才能够反映出耶稣基督的形象。
So that we can connect with His life, death, and resurrection.
这样我们把我们的生命跟耶稣基督的生命、死亡和他的复活紧紧连在一起。
From now to eternity.
从现在起直到永生。
And we thank you for this gift in Jesus Christ. We pray.
感谢主赐给我们这样的礼物，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.